Good morning, Ray. We're seeing a wide variety of weather outcomes so far in the upstate because everything's hovering just right around that freezing line. Is that going to change this morning?
No, I don't think it's going to change at all. The best thing I could tell everyone right now is expect different types of precipitation. If you're seeing more snow and sleet, you're probably going to stay more snow and sleet. And other areas, especially as you get a little bit of elevation, are probably going to have the tendency to stay more of the frozen precip type, the snow and sleet, than even just plain rain, which we've been seeing also, and then even some freezing rain. Winter storm warnings are in effect until 7 o'clock Saturday.
Right.
So a prolonged period of ice, snow, even some rain in there. So precipitation totals are going to vary quite a bit.
Okay, so for this morning, it's just going to be strange and sort of sticking where it is. Now, snow is supposed to follow in on the tail end of this. Is that for the entire area?
Yeah, we believe for the entire area, especially later today and overnight tonight, the colder air works in on the backside of this storm. We're all over to snow and maybe anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snowfall, possibly as much as 3 to 5 in some places. So we think we're going to go from this wintry mix, a little bit of everything this morning, eventually to potentially all freezing rain and even some plain old rain, and then back tonight to plain snow, and then ending sometime before noon tomorrow. And temperatures are going to go down to 28 tonight. So if you get rain or even the mixed precipitation and road surfaces are wet, they may freeze over tonight. It'll be very icy on Saturday. Luckily, the storm comes in on a Friday, Saturday, rather than something that could happen and affect the morning commute, especially tomorrow, when I think we'll have the biggest problem with potentially some ice.
Okay. Thank you, Ray.